First of all, we'd like to, this is a weird thank you, but we would like to thank the anonymous sponsors who funded this Seuda. They should be Zeicha to fund many, many more Seudas for us.
Amen.
We also want to thank Yitzi Cohen for picking up the Seuda and delivering it here. And Med Hashem, you should be zeichet to continue doing chesed. We also want to thank, of course, Rabbi Sonnenschein for being the driver behind this program and the energy also behind it, and for constantly trying as much as possible to be mechazik the system and make it grow and grow and grow, which everyone knows is the success to any system, is that if you let such things, you know, just keep on going, so they don't get better. And the success of the system is when you're constantly trying to better it. And I can't think of a more exemplary example of this than Rabbi Sonnenschein, who literally 24 hours doesn't go by without him asking for more ideas of how to try to be mechazik and make the program better and better. There's a medrash that says, Rashi brings the medrash. It's a very, very amazing medrash. And we'll explain that amazing medrash maybe by explaining another amazing medrash. There seems to be a lot of amazing medrashim. God like Sikhasan shall avis yoisami terasan shall banim. The conversations of our avis hakadoshim are considered greater mitarasan shall banim from the Torah of the banim. Because, and he says, what's the raya? That in this week's Sedra, Eliezer with Amram Avinu, is in the conversation about finding a shidduch for Yitzchak, they repeat it over twice to make it very, very clear. However, we know many, many different mitzvahs, and the whole Gemara is built on many different mishnayos and psukim that are very, very sasim, and they're basically concealed. So he says, Godos yichas and shalavos yoyis mitaras and shal tzadikim. This is very, just needs a hezra. What does that mean? Rabbi Kalish always mentions this pasuk. There's a pasuk that says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu yedatev, Rashi says it's Lashon Chiba, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes Avraham Avinu, loves Avraham Avinu, because he's mechanech his base of Achra, because he's mechanech his house and his children after him. And the question is, Avraham Avinu, we have to just understand that Avraham Avinu is 3 years old, he's discovering HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's called Avraham Ivri because he was on one side of the world and everybody else is on the other side of the world. But that doesn't faze him. He consistently tries to go and be mechanech the whole world to understand and to learn about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's a young Eloi who's just on the way to just constantly discovering the MS, and he's willing to go through tremendous amount of nisyanis. He goes in the Kivshan Eish, and then he has 10 nisyanis, and he's willing to shech his son, his only son, that he was waiting for so long. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, by the way, you should know I really like you because you're mechanech your kids after you. Why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dafka picks this idea that he's mechanech his children? What is special about this pasuk? We say, a lot of times we hear this in different Rav Shneur Kippur has mentioned a lot, the Gemara that says, Yafa Sha'achas, Ba'olam Hazeh, B'tshuva Meisim Tovim, more beautiful and better is one Sha' in Olam Hazeh of Tshuva Meisim Tovim from Chai Olam Haba, from Olam Haba. Olam Haba is a place where, I mean, I can't say that I know what it is so much, but from hearing different things, basically all the tzaddikim, you picture all the tzaddikim sitting in Olam Haba, and there'll be Nenem Mizev Ashkina. And we say that a guy who's clapping Al Chet in Yom Kippur, that's Yafa, that's better. How do you understand such a thing like that? So Rav Leib Chatzman says a beautiful mashal to explain it. He says, this will get in the way. Rav Leib Chatzman says that you have, let's say, a dyeing, a tzeva, a piece of dye that's meant to dye waters. And you have this piece of dye, and you stick it in this massive barrel, and it dyes the entire water, and then you take it out. And this barrel of water looks much more chashiv than the dye, because you have dyed water, which is very, very, it's a finished product. And you have this other dye that, okay, the dyed water looks like more chashiv. But he says the dyed water is not more chashiv, because if you understand what's going on here, then with this piece of dye, you could dye as much as you want. But even though the finished product looks more rabchis, looks more proper, the dye itself is what causes everything. So the Rebbe Chasman says the reason why yafa sha'achas ba'olam hazeh b'tshuva ma'isim tovim is greater than olam haba. It's because that's the key. The key to the olam haba. The key to the olam haba is the tshuva ma'isim tovim. That's the key to more and more. I don't have, but so the ikr, the ikr is what's going to cause a tremendous amount of tzitzas from it, and that's the tshuva ma'isim tovim. And that's why Rabbi Chasman says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Avraham Avinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Avraham Avinu more than all these other tests. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees in Avraham Avinu the fact that he was mechanech his children after him. That's the key to everything else. The key, Avraham Avinu learned Torah, he was Ish Chesed, he was Ish Emun, he was everything. But that's himself. But the fact that he was able to produce that and make it even more and more massive, to make Malchus Shemayim grow at Ein Kates, at Doris, Avraham Avinu says, he says, Kani offer of Afer. And the Chazal says, and of course he said those words, we were zeichah to the offer of the Parah Aduma and the offer of Saita. Every single mice that Avraham Avinu caused tremendous amount of effects in the future generations, that we were zeichah to more and more things, because Avraham Avinu, and that's because he was mechanech until afterward. That's the ikkah. And that's why, that is why the sichasan of the avos, where they're mamash placing in us, we're still being nana from that avoid that they did. Those sichas is the key to the teras and shavanim, and that's why that's where the ikar is. That's where the main focus has to be, and that's the same with tshuva ma'isim tovim. That's where the focus has to be. I don't know. It's said a lot, and it requires those used to say this, that these are the years of a person in Beis Medrash. That's it. These are his years. These are his focal years. These are the years where they're the Yimei Avodah. They're constant work. And the reason why they're the most glory years, the glorious years, and people who are 15 years out of Beis Medrash still talk about their Beis Medrash years, and like it happened yesterday, because they look at them with such awe and feelings of tremendous emotion. Those are the years that we're spending together right now, is because these, besides being the fact that these years in yeshiva, these days, these weeks, and these years in yeshiva, besides the fact that we're working on ourselves and we're growing, which is a tremendous chashuv thing, Rav Kreisler always you say, which is something we have to constantly keep in mind, is that their growth that are just going to cause tremendous amount of future growth. The years that you learn a base measures, they're the years that cause at end case, so there's no end to future and future, your children, you want everything. And it's a cliche, but it's true, so I'm going to say it anyway, that they say, you know, there's a war out there. We have to understand that you picture what it was like in Hanukkah, where like they were looking for anything, and they found this little Pach Shemen. So that means that there was an entire world of Tumah, an entire world taken over by the Yavanim, and they found this little Pach Shemen. You can imagine what that represented. The Pach Shemen, their only little purity. And you can imagine the person who found the Pach Shemen, how he hugged it, and he could not believe his eyes. The Pach Shemen was just a little, it was a ray of hope. The Pach Shemen was it. And the world that we live in is a world of Yavanim. It's a world of Tumah and constant. Every single thing is you just if you just wake up in the morning and you just look around, you realize that every single thing is pulling you away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You go to the supermarket. There's tons of preachers there, and then you go to your home, and then you go to this TV, and there's movies, and there's internet. Every single place that's creeped into our lives, into the world, into society. Liberalism, every single type of Bodhisattva, every single type of Taiva there is. And the only Pach Shemen that we have, the only thing that we can hold on to, is the Tavon to that, is Torah. Torah is the only Tavon to the, there's a war out there, and the only thing that we're able to grasp onto is the Torah, is what we're doing right now. And this that we do, requires you to say, every single year you spend the base measures, you're marrying a different girl. You know, like you think, I'm learning, I'm steiging. Every single time, that means that struggle that you do, and you learn for 4 days, and then it doesn't go so well, and it doesn't go so well, and you get depressed about yourself that I'm still not a master. That struggle, your kids just look a little differently. You should know that your kids one day are going to be learning, and they're going to spend a little bit more time steiging and trying to figure out the sugar, because you spent 15 years ago on base measures a little bit more time trying to steig a little bit more. And your life is totally different. Every single daf of Gemara that you learn, Vasmod, and every single time you learn, every single Amid, and every single time that we get together and we learn Yeshiva, every single time our kids and our wives and our families are changing a little bit. With ourselves, we're changing every single time. And our grandchildren, his grandchild is going to come home and he's going to say, and you'll be able to tell him that that's what Yeshiva is. That the war is the most beautiful thing in the world. You should know. Sometimes you ever see like those January days when like it's very very tough and the basement is a little empty and some part, and you're there and you're not even learning, but you're struggling. You should say there's nothing more beautiful than Mechamas Yetzer. It means that you're alive. There's nothing more that day that you're learning. You're like you can't focus even 1 second. You just stop for a second, look at yourself and say, I'm holding a question, holding on to the Pach Shemini. I've got this little thing of oil here that's just keeping me alive. It's mamash keeping me alive and my children. We should just gain a perspective of what's going on in this yeshiva and. In the base medrash, and that's what we're constantly trying to mechazek. When we're constantly trying to push the asmod and push the thing, you should know we're constantly trying to push Klai Yisrael to becoming more and more kavod shamayim. We're constantly trying to push ourselves that we should have better and better families, better and better families. And it's not even a joke. I mean, it's not even like a. Rukhari is not saying a cute var. It's like, oh, you married different things. Just think to yourself: had you gotten married a year ago, what would the wife look like? And now, think how much more you matched with her. Every little amount that you matched with her, your kids are going to match with her a little bit more. Just to gain a perspective of what we're doing here. The pasuk says, "Va'yomer Avram el Avdo," and Avram said to his servant, "Zekein Beso, who was the elder of his household." Now, Zekein Beso means he was the boss. Hamoshe b'chol Ashelo, who ruled over everything that was his. That means Eliezer da Mesek, they call him, right? Eliezer was the person who was responsible for Avram Avinu's finances. He trusted him in his entire house, everything. Imagine Avram Avinu was a very, very wealthy person, very, very wealthy, fabulously wealthy. And you can imagine the amount that it had to take in order to entrust one person with the keys to the entire finances here. Picture like a billionaire saying, here, just you take care of everything and I'm just going to go in the room. I can't pay attention to it right now, but I'm trusting everything. That's what Eliezer was to Avram Avinu. The Medrash actions it a little differently. Medrash says it came based on that Eliezer was a Tamachachim, that he was the most like Avram Avinu, that he knew what Avram Avinu knew, that Avram Avinu, he was his biggest Talmud. And Moshe B'chol HaShaloi, the Medrash says, who ruled his Yetzer just like Avram Avinu. The question is, if Eliezer the Mesek, we say, because he wasn't just a learner, he taught everyone else. He was not just a Loimid, he was a Melamid as well. So the question is, this Eliezer the Mesek, who's such a trustworthy person, how could Avram Avinu, next pasuk, say that I want to make you swear, V'ashbiyacha, that I want to make you swear, that you're going to do the right thing, that you're not going to marry my son off to a daughter from Canaan? I just got trust him with billions and millions. And he tells him to do something, and he won't. He has to make him swear. What's shot in that? So Rosh Hashanah says something. This is Mamish. When I read it, I was like, so like sometimes you read something, you like get stuck in it. You say, I got to do a mitzvah now, you know. I was going crazy. He says, and most of you say that the question is the answer. The question is the answer. The answer is that we have it all wrong. He says, a marshal, someone comes into a town, and they walk in, and he says, tell me something, I'm looking for a place to stay. So he doesn't know if the person that he's going to stay by is a kosher home or not. So fine, he walks out to the street, he finds somebody else, says, tell me something, you know if Mr. A is a kosher home? He says, yeah, no problem. Zoh, Baruch Hashem. Eidech Adem Besurin. I can trust him. No problem. Eidech Adem Besurin. So fine. Then, if this guy goes to the guy's house to eat, and the guy says, you know, I want to borrow, you know, I want to get involved with you in a business deal. He finds out where he is, you know, there's a building there, I want to get involved in a business deal. All of a sudden the guy says, wait a second, I don't even know you, how am I going to get involved in a business deal with you? It's like he's got it all backwards. What do you mean? Eidech Adem Besurin was fine as Suffolk Trafus. But also when it came to spending a little bit of money, then all of a sudden, wait a second. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta has an unbelievable story. Rabbi Yisrael came to town. He was an older man, and someone walks in and says, oh, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. He says, what? He says, I have these goats and stuff, and I need to get them shechted. No one's, you know how to shech, no? So he says, yeah. He says, you're a chef. He goes, he just looks at him. Rabbi Saul says back, he says, I need to do me a favor. I have money in the house, but I don't want to. it's another town. Can you just do me a favor? Lend me the 5 rubles or some sikum kesef. He says, come on, you're a chacham. You know I can't just lend money. I don't know you. But he says, wait a second. You knew me to shecht your animals, but to borrow the money that you don't know me? Aaron Avinu had the entire. That's where we look at things. Aaron was totally different. No problem. Run my entire gashmis. Run it. Take care of it. Right. But when I'm going to marry off my child, and that's going to be the source of the entire growth of Klai Yisrael, you better make Abiyashbiya. I'm going to make you swear. You better not go off even one word of what I'm talking about. Because when something's important to you, you make sure that it gets done. And that's why Aminu was, so he says, no problem, take care of my billions and billions of dollars. But just, when it comes to the nitzchias of Klai Yisrael, Yashbiya, I'm going to make sure. But Shalom says a story, it's such a funny, he said a story of Shalom. He said that he was once in his house, and there was, and his wife comes running down, he was in his apartment. His wife comes running downstairs, he says, Shalom! And he starts screaming. And he turns, he says, what? She says, one second. Meirka fell. There was a lady in the building, there was a girl in the building named Meirka. She fell down the flight of stairs. She gets up. He runs, gets the girl. She's all bloodied up. She has gashes in her head. The wife comes. She starts getting a cloth to stop the bleeding. And they go and they start running to the base, the Beit HaCholim in Shari Chesed. They start running the Beit HaCholim. And all of a sudden they're running. And then the grandmother of this Meirka sees them a couple blocks away and says, Rav Shalom. And she thinks that it's Rav Shalom's son. She says, Oi, Rav Shalom. Lay night out. It's not, don't worry, Hashem Yazar, Hashem will help, don't worry, it'll be okay. And it's getting closer, and all of a sudden the grandmother sees that it's her thing. Me'erka, Shirley, me'erka, give out! She's like screaming, and the top is and she says, Rishon says, I don't see, it's just lay night out, Hashem Yazar, what happened over here? Whatever, what just changed? But we know what changed, because when something's important, right? When something's important, you treat it differently. When something's important, and when that's really, really important, you treat it differently. In my Kabbalah, we have a rule. We can make a joke about anything. When it comes to learning, you're not allowed to make a joke of. I love, you know, there's people, I don't hear, like, I hate learning, I just, you don't make jokes about learning. It's important that you don't make jokes about it. You can make jokes about anything else, right? I have a sense of humor, right? You can make jokes about anything, but when it's something's important to you, do not make jokes about it. And if we hold dear to us, what we're doing in yeshiva, that we're in charge and we're given the responsibility, and the ones, us who are in the room, are taking it seriously. That we're in charge of being of the nitzchis of Klai Yisrael. That we have dirty dirts amongst us that we are in charge of right now. And if we take our job seriously in yeshiva, we treat yeshiva differently. We protect it. That means that something should bother you. My Rav, his wife, Allah Shalom, she was in the hospital before she was nifter. And she's in the hospital, and this lady, this guy is, the doctor is carrying a cup of coffee, hot cup of coffee, and he drops it, and he lets out, oh, and she goes, she says, Libby, her daughter was with her, and she's mamash on a deathbed, she says, did you hear what he just said? And she gets all shooken up, and Libby says to the Reverend, says, Ima, kol kach mugernet, you're so protected, you're so shielded, you live in such a box. He says, you think I live in such a box? This is what she says. I grew up in America, and I went to public school with 2,000. Those days, they were much bigger before they changed the system. Schwarzes. And they said things that much, much worse than what I asked. But she says, the day that I don't get shooken up when I hear that word, that means it affected me. When something's important, when your neshama is important to you, guard it. Like it's like when people are screaming Shabbos because they see, and it's so, because it's because Shabbos is precious to them. And therefore, when we're together, and we see that day that let's say yeshiva is not so stark, and we're like, oh, it's just not stark. You be careful. You make sure that doesn't affect. You make sure that your mind, Torah is learned by Smother. That's the way Torah is learned. Even though we're not Masmidim all day, Torah is learned by Smother. That's the way to learn Torah. And the day when it's not like that, you remember that it should affect you, that this is not this. We have to try better. There are 100 ways. If you can't do whatever, you speak to your rabbi, that's fine. But Torah is learned by Smother. Torah is learned with a Ruach, and Torah is learned with an Ash, and that's the only way to, that's the Ikka way to learn Torah. And when you see things that are different, that's your yeshiva. You should say, this is my yeshiva. This doesn't sit right with me. And that means when you're in a dorm and a guy's walking around without a shirt and without whatever, he's looking like Adam Rishon Lefnei Achet, and you just walk by him, and that doesn't make an impression. Wait a second, this person is a neshama and he looks like this. You should faint. I told my kabbalah. I said, if you're in a dorm and somebody you walk into the dorm and you hear somebody say a not nice word, or you see someone like that, you should walk in front of him and pass out. You should pass out. And I say, what's wrong? What's wrong? I'm sorry, I thought I heard you say some Lashon Hara or something. It should never become like easy to you that this is the way it is. Chas v'shalom. It's our yeshiva, this is what our job is in yeshiva, and we have to protect it with our life. You know, when you see a person, and nowadays the newspapers are such, it's an illness, it's terrible what's in them, and we walk out of, you know, like with a newspaper holding it, and everything, you should know that's not good. These things have to affect, you have to remember, my job in this world is to be a Ben Torah. How do I become a Ben Torah? I have to run away from the Taibas of Olam Hazeh and just hold on to the Pach Shemet, which is this yeshiva. And every single time, and that means every single thing, when you hear, if you walk into the dorm and you hear Goyish music, you faint, you pass out. You make them turn off the music. This is your yeshiva. If I was in yeshiva, and my roommate was doing something, or there was another, I could guarantee you that would be off. Rabbi Kalish would get it too. Rabbi Kalish was a bach, he's a nice man in the world, he would have turned it off also. Me, you could have time now. Does it because it's precious to you, so you protect it. That's what this yeshiva is. We have to protect it. And that's why every single time that we constantly scream out that everyone has to do the and everything, we're trying to hold on to the Pach Shem, we're trying to hold on to the Torah, which is the only thing that we have left in this world. Baruch Hashem, it happens to be the only thing, but it's also the only good thing and the only important thing, and it's the only way to succeed. But you have to understand that when you're yeshiva, these things have to affect you. These things have to affect you when you see a guy walking around and when we're in it together, we're trying to, then you see a friend who's not doing so well. So then you walk over to him because we're in it, we're trying, this is our yeshiva, we're trying to be mother, we're trying to protect the yeshiva from the Havli Olam Hazeh. And I feel very strongly this, what we just accomplished is now. And people were chazering and people were coming over questions. The government just told me that someone was coming over to him constantly to teach him the Gemara to know well. And what we just did just now was an amazing, amazing accomplishment. We sat down and we learned three blots. And some people say, oh, three blots. There's so many more blots. But see, wait a second here. Those three blots, you tell that person, you should just know my kids are just right now looking a little bit happier in the world right now. My kids are just going to go through a little bit less stress right now. I'm going to be able to go through a little. This is very, very important. What we're trying to accomplish here is a massively, massively important thing. Every single Amid. That means if you missed the Amid before, you should know the new day, that's more important. That day, that's the day that you're important. You know, people say, I want to have a good Zman. You can't have a good Zman if you don't, you know, you have to take it one day at a time. Right? You can't have a good Zman without having a good week. You can't have a good week without having a good day. And therefore, we have to everyone group together, those of us that are in this room, and we hold shtak that this is what our yeshiva represents, and this is what we represent, and this is what we are, and this is what our job in this world. We have to remember that we have to constantly, constantly, constantly fight for it. And therefore, in those days, and on those days that it doesn't look so great, or there's a wedding, or this or that, and those who gird up their loins and they say, know something, here's something. Today, that's time I lost my fight, but this time I'm going to win my fight. You should know something, your mamash, the whole yeshiva is indebted to you. The entire Klal Yisrael is indebted to, and for sure, your banim will bnei banim. We should continue to be zed and continue to shteig and continue to be mechazik one another. From Et Hashem, we should. In 2 weeks, we're gonna. The passing grade is gonna be 92. Yeah. From Et Hashem, we should constantly mechazik.